Turkey ushers in a new era, and today's World Cup action is all about Portugal, Iran, and Spain. This is TRT World's Daily News Brief for Monday, June 25th. Supporters of Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan are celebrating his victory in Sunday's election. The 64-year-old leader of the AK Party easily defeated his nearest rival, winning in the first round with more than 52% of the vote. Muharrem İnce of the CHP came in second with just over 30%, while Selahattin Demirtas, the leader of the HDP, came in third with 8.4% of the vote. Demirtas campaigned from jail after he was detained over alleged links to the PKK terror group. Erdogan's second term as president will see Turkey move from a parliamentary to an executive presidential system, the result of a referendum held last year. Erdogan will have strong support in parliament when an alliance of the AK Party and nationalist MHP also won over 50% of the vote. The People's Alliance will have 343 MPs in the 600-member chamber. The opposition National Alliance of the CHP and EYİ, or Good Party, will have 190 MPs. The opposition HDP, which is not part of the National Alliance, will have 67 seats in parliament, after the coalition of pro-Kurdish and left-wing lawmakers won more than 10% of the national vote, which is the threshold for entering parliament. Erdogan called the snap presidential and parliamentary elections earlier this year. They were originally scheduled for November 2019. The president said he needed a stronger mandate to deal with Turkey's economy and security issues in the region, including the battle against terror. The electorate has now delivered the president the mandate he wanted, but the challenges for Erdogan are daunting. Turkey's economy is suffering, with inflation up and the lira down. And the war in Syria, the refugee problem, and the battle against the PKK and Daesh will all be key challenges during his presidency. In the US, President Donald Trump is calling for anybody entering the United States without papers to be sent back without any legal proceedings. Trump said the US needs to strengthen its borders to stop illegal immigrants trying to break into the country. He called it an invasion and infestation. His move appears to be at odds with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which enshrines the right to seek asylum. People seeking asylum don't always have papers. And finally, Colombia knocked Poland out of the World Cup with a 3-0 win, putting Group H into a three-way fight for the last 16 with two spots still open. Any combination of Colombia, Senegal and Japan could now go through. The matches today to watch are in Group B with Portugal against Iran and Spain meeting Morocco. Two round of 16 spots are up for grabs in both games. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.